Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. The mercy of God shall be great upon your life. The glory of God shall cover your destiny. You will receive more favor, more grace in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree, our prophetic declaration, hour that will release prophetic declaration into the lives of people. It's a section of deliverance, it's a section of prophetic declaration, it's a section of healing. And if today is your first time of joining us, you are welcome. This program comes over between the hour of 12 midnight and 1 a.m. We thank God for a lot of testimony recorded, and I believe in God that more and more testimony shall be recorded in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, just begin to appreciate Him. Magnify His name. He is worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified. He's an awesome God. He never fails. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Awesome God. Awesome God. Mighty God. Mighty God. Awesome God, awesome God, mighty God, mighty God, we give you praise. Awesome God, we give you praise. Mighty God, oh, you are lifted, God. Awesome God, oh, you are lifted, mighty God. Amen. Beloved, I want you to get ready. We are going to section of prayers now. And as we begin to pray now, yoke shall be broken. The arrow fired against anyone listening to me shall go back to the sender. There's somebody that is listening to me now. Immediately we finish this first section of prayers. Power planning to bury your glory shall destroy themselves. In the name of Jesus. I decree into the life of someone here that the presence of the Lord shall overshadow you wherever you go. He shall be with you. He shall always fight for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall not depart from you. You will enjoy good things. Your old age shall not be in sorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Where people have been rejected, you shall be accepted. God shall give you a letter of promotion. The Lord shall elevate you. Congratulatory letter shall be forwarded unto you. You shall receive good news. In the name of Jesus Christ. Anything working contrary against you shall be arrested. Shall be arrested. In Jesus' name we pray. We have seven prayers. I want you to pray aggressively. And I want you to pray very well. Remember, this is the middle night. Remember, night like this is a night of power. Remember that this middle night, a lot of things are always going on. You have to pray also. Say, every evil meeting, someone against me and my family, be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil meeting, someone against me and my family, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil meeting, someone against me and my family, be roasted by fire. Be roasted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say any personality that has taken witchcraft in order to oppress me, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality that has taken witchcraft in order to oppress me, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality that has taken witchcraft in order to oppress me, be disgraced. In Jesus, say any personality that has swallowed charm in order to destroy me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, any personality that has swallowed charms in order to destroy me, destroy yourself. In the name of Jesus, any personality that has swallowed charm in order to destroy me, destroy yourself. In Jesus' name, say any personality that have sucked the blood of animal in order to curse me,
Ah, in the name of Jesus, any personality that have sucked the blood of animal in order to curse me, yeah, in the name of Jesus, any personality that have sucked the blood of animal in order to curse me, yeah, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray, powers using enchantment against my star, yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers using enchantment against my star, yeah, in the name of Jesus, powers using enchantment against my star. Yeah, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. Say this one loud and clear. Every arrow, fire from the sun, fire from the moon, fire from the star, against my destiny, go back to your sender. In the name of Jesus, every arrow, fire from the sun, fire from the moon, fire from the star, against my destiny, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, in the name of Jesus. Every arrow, fire from the sun, fire from the moon, fire from the star, against my destiny, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, you sun, you moon, you stars, vomit every enchantment program into you against me, in the name of Jesus. You sun, you moon, you star, vomit every enchantment program into you against me. Vomit it, 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 vomit it. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Say, every tool of manipulation, I destroy you. In the name of Jesus, every tool of manipulation, I destroy you. I destroy you. I destroy you. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every power putting up witchcraft legs on the wall against me, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every power putting up witchcraft legs on the wall against me, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every power putting up witchcraft legs on the wall against me, yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our beloved, yesterday I started discussing on something we titled that I shall not labor in vain. And we read the scripture yesterday, Ecclesiastes, where we see that for someone not to labor in vain, for someone to labor and enjoy the fruit of the labor, it is a gift of God. Showing that we have powers that are on assignment to make people to labor in vain, to make people to sweat for a long years and waste their sweat, to make people to labor so much and waste their labor. They are dangerous powers, and we started recognizing them one by one. We spoke about the power of the emptiers. Number two, we spoke about the power of the wasters. And number three, we spoke about the power of inherited curses. Number four, we spoke about the power of error. And number five, we spoke about the power of bewitchment. Beloved, today is the 25th day of the month of April, year 2021. May the Lord use today to deliver you completely in the name of Jesus Christ. May God that we serve use today as a day of point of reference for good your life in Jesus' name. We spoke on the power of bewitchment, and I promise you I'm going to explain more on that bewitchment. What is bewitchment? When we say bewitchment, what do we mean by bewitchment? Bewitchment is one of the power that make people to labor in vain. What is bewitchment? Bewitchment means to be spiritually influenced by the power of witchcraft. When somebody is spiritually influenced by the power of witchcraft, you will see some people, they've married for years, and suddenly they begin to fight each other in that marriage, and the husband will tell the wife to pack away. That man is under bewitching power. Suddenly you see things that your wife is not doing before, things that you are not doing before, you begin to do it. It is the power of bewitchment. It is to be spiritually influenced by the power of witchcraft. You know, bewitchment is casting a spell on people when someone is under a spell. How can your child be telling you that he doesn't want to see you? How can the child you born, you invested upon, be telling you that don't call me on phone again? that child is under a spell, under what we call bewitchment. You know, when you see all this, you know that that's the power of bewitchment. Many people, you see some people, they will eat some animal raw in order to curse other people, in order to bewitch them. Some will bury some cow alive in order to bewitch people. Some can do some terrible thing in order to bewitch people. When bewitchment is working against people, everything about that person is captured. Although he's making motion, but it's not making any progress. The life will not make any progress. It will help you just be experiencing motion, going in circle, but could not experience any progress. That is bewitchment. Bewitchment may look attractive, but it's very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. A bewitched person is a person who blindly cling to sin, despite all the warning, but he still stay with that sin. That is bewitchment. That is dangerous bewitchment. A bewitched person is a person who has been blinded by the devil and cannot see that the devil is behind him, and he cannot see that the devil is behind his case. A bewitched person is a person who has been kept away from using his or her own divine weapon to fight. No wonder Galatians chapter 3 verse 1 say, "Oh foolish Galatians, you were Christian before, but what happened to you? I preached to you before, what happened to you? You believed Jesus Christ before, what happened to you? Oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth? You that you obeyed the truth before, how suddenly you decided not to obey the truth? That is bewitchment. A child you have not joined the way of the Lord decided not to go there, that's bewitchment. Who has bewitched you not to obey the truth, before whose eye Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" You know, these Galatians were going to church, but they were bewitched. A bewitched person can be coming to church, but it's under the control of witchcraft power. A bewitched person is a person operating under destructive effect of a sin, of a particular sin. It's operating under destructive effect of sin. A bewitched person is a person suffering from mind confusion. His mind is confused. He speak A today, he speak B tomorrow. A bewitched person is a person who make unexplainable mistake. He is falling from one mistake to another. A bewitched person is a person operating under different powers that are beyond his control. That is a bewitched person. I need to let you know that when you are under this yoke, all labor will be wasted. A bewitched person is somebody who has completely lost the joy of Christian life. A bewitched person is somebody who is struggling against the force that he cannot master. He's noticing something happening. He notices that he's falling into sin, but he cannot master what is really happening. It is bewitchment. It is bewitchment. So when the power of bewitchment is set against someone, all his labor, all his effort will be wasted. I pray that every arrow of bewitchment fashioned against your destiny go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of bewitchment fashioned against your destiny, go back in the name of Jesus Christ. When someone is operating under bewitchment, when you try to correct him, he will not yield correction. When you are telling him that is not the way, he will be telling you he has to go through that way. Somebody under bewitching power will be going through the way that is going to destroy him. You will tell him, but this is not the way, but he will not yield, because there is a spell working against him. When somebody is under bewitchment, he will be listening to his enemy instead of listening to his friend. When somebody is under bewitchment, he will not take good counsel, he will be taking wrong counsel. When somebody is under bewitchment, he will be moving with his enemy instead of moving with his friend, because he has been bewitched, because he has been caged. I pray for somebody here that every arrow of bewitchment fire into your brain, I command the arrow, go back to the sender. Go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you need to confess your sin to the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you and cry against bewitchment. Cry against bewitchment. The Galatian church, who have accepted Christ, who saw evidently how Christ was crucified, just suddenly they were bewitched and they decided not to believe Jesus Christ again. They decided not to even believe anything about the gospel. That is what we call bewitchment. That is what we call bewitchment. A child that you brought up in the way of the Lord, that decided that it's not going to follow Christ again, That is bewitchment. A child that you train very well, you spend a lot of money, you sent him to school, finish his BSc, finish his master, got his PhD, and the child is telling you, I'm going to disown you as mother, don't talk to me again. That is bewitchment. You have to pray for such a child. I pray for somebody here that every bewitching power manipulating your children, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Now I want to pray on your oil. Now raise up your oil. Now if you don't avoid, put carry your water. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak unto this oil and this water. In the name of Jesus, I challenge the oil and the water to carry the fire of deliverance. Holy Ghost, enter into this water. Enter into this oil. Let the content of God's fire enter into the oil and the water. And let the blood of God mix with the content. In Jesus' name we pray. Now you are going to pick that oil and anoint your chest and place your hand on your chest. You will shout this prayer. Arrow of bewitchment, fire from the coven against me, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow of bewitchment, fire from the coven against me, go back, 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 go back. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Something is going on there. Lay your hand. The arrow of insanity is going out now. The arrow of high blood pressure is going back to the sender. Somebody is receiving deliverance from asthma. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to shout now. Say, arrow of witchcraft working against my head. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft working against my head. Backfire. Backfire in the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft working against my head. Backfire, 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 backfire. Arrow of witchcraft working against my head. Backfire, backfire, backfire. Arrow of witchcraft working against my head. Backfire in Jesus' name we pray. La kanda yabalabalaba. Limbrako shataka. Say, embargo of darkness on my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, embargo of darkness on my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, embargo of darkness on my destiny. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your belly button. Anoint your belly button. I want you to pray this prayer aggressively. Every evil connection between me and agent of darkness, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the agent of darkness, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the agent of darkness, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the agent of darkness, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil connection between me and the agent of darkness, break in Jesus' name. I'll shout it again. Every evil that was transferred into my life from my parents, in the name of Jesus, every evil that was transferred to my life from my parents, in the name of Jesus, every evil that was transferred to my life from my parents, in Jesus, say every evil that was transferred to my life from my placenta, in the name of Jesus, every evil that was transferred to my life from my placenta, in the name of Jesus, every evil that was transferred to my life from my placenta, in the name of Jesus, every evil that was transferred to my life from my placenta, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, marine agent of darkness working against my star. In the name of Jesus, marine agent of darkness working against my star. In the name of Jesus, marine agent of darkness working against my star. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, satanic power in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, satanic power in my foundation. In the name of Jesus, satanic power in my foundation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And now lay your hand upon each other. Make sure you anoint that hand. Put the hand together. You will say, bewitching power working against my labor. In the name of Jesus, bewitching power working against my labor. There, in the name of Jesus, bewitching power working against my labor. There, in the name of Jesus, bewitching power working against my labor. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs and hold your two legs. Say, bewitching power working against my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, bewitching power working against my progress. There, in the name of Jesus, bewitching power working against my progress. There, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha. From today, that brother, the yoke of darkness upon your business is broken. Aha. Within 3 days, you will experience uncommon breakthroughs. Aha. You will experience uncommon breakthrough. Very, very uncommon breakthrough. The Lord Almighty will do the unusual in your life. The hand of God shall move upon your destiny in a mighty way. And the yoke of darkness against you shall be broken. Aha. It shall be broken completely. Any power hiding under the influence of the night to oppress you shall die. Any power taking the face of your husband to molest you and defile you in the dream shall die. Any power that is behaving as a husband to you in the dream, but it's an agent of darkness, I command them to die. You spirit husband, afflicting and tormenting that marriage. There. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beautiful. Aha. I pray now on your prayer request. The Holy Ghost will envelope this request. Answer shall be given to this request from above. Help shall come upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto everyone here, everyone connected to this program. The whole Jehovah God shall speak solution to your situation. I say Jehovah God shall speak solution to your situation. I say Jehovah God shall speak solution to your situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody on the sick bed. I command you to rise up from that sick bed now and begin to walk. Anything that ties you down to sick bed, I break it. Yes. Any rope that ties you down to sick bed, break. Aha. I command your release. Rise up. Aha. Let the yoke of darkness upon you get out now in the name of Jesus Christ. You arrow of malaria troubling that sister, go back to the sender. Any power that is sucking your blood, there's a sister there, they are sucking your blood, and you are every day you are looking lean. I command the power that is sucking your blood to vomit your blood. Now, vomit. In the name of agenda of eater of flesh and drinkers of blood against you. In the name of Jesus. Aha. I bless you with the blessing of greater height. And I pray for those looking for the fruit of the womb, the Almighty God will answer you. There's going to be multiple testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are looking for their partner, I pray God will say to you. I can see breakthrough coming. I see the finger of God working. There's a brother here, you have a disease in your body. Command that disease to disappear. Say it like this. Say the root of this disease in my body. Dry up. Yes. If it's ulcer, say the root of ulcer in my body. Drop. If you say it every day for the next 14 days, go and check it. Ulcer will not be there again. Aha. The Lord is doing something. If it's cancer, say the root of cancer in my blood. The root of cancer. In any part of it, wherever it is, command it. Say the root of cancer in anywhere, in any organ of your body, command it. Dry up. Do it for 14 days aggressively. Just start 30 minutes or 1 hour in the night. You will see the power of Holy Ghost working upon your life. And there shall be mighty testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I can see the finger of God working, and it's working wonders. I want to advise you that when it's 12 midnight, take a time to worship God. Worship God aggressively. Adore His name between 12 o'clock to 12:30. And immediately it's 12:30, this broadcast will be released. Then you flow into taking it. Take it like that for 7 days. You will see the mighty wonders of God. You will see the finger of God in operation, and you will come and celebrate. It is well with you. In case you want to get across to us, you can get across to us on this number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Fexter Town. In case you want to get across to us, very simple. You can see us on Tuesday by 12. from 12 o'clock. You can see us on Thursday from 8 a.m. in the morning. You can see us on Sunday from 6:30 a.m. in the morning. We are there for you. You want deliverance? Oh, come over. The Lord will deliver you. You want healing? Oh, come over. The Lord will heal you. Whatever you want God to do, just visit the Lord, and the Lord God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.